Then, when I was in the third year, there was a young guy who came down from Liverpool and was employed by a new principal at Canterbury, who was encouraging something else. So we were allowed to abstract, or we were allowed to work completely in abstraction if that's what we wanted to do. So, you know, the painting studio became much more creative, and there was some good work that came out of that, I think.
You can't remember the guy's name.
Tony Collins. Yeah. I met him recently, actually, because he's part of the London group, and they held an exhibition at, what's the place in Ealing. Anyway, yes, that was quite nice to meet him again. And he actually remembered who I was, which was gratifying. And he used to contribute to the London group.
So, you passed intermediate with your two subjects?
No. Yes, I did pass intermediate. It was the NDD, I actually failed my additional subjects, my printed textiles, I messed up on. So I then took a year out, went to Italy, and messed about one way and another. Wasn't quite a year, but it was good experience. Yeah, just being somewhere else and discovering another culture, learning learning enough language to get by. And then I applied to go to the only place that was still doing the NDD was Wimbledon. So I thought, well, this is my last chance to do it without going back to the beginning and doing the Dip AD, which was a different course. So yeah, I did that, and got me NDD. And from there, applied to Goldsmiths and got in on the teacher training course.
So moving to Wimbledon must have been a bit of a...
It was great, actually. It was, yes, I liked it. The only thing is that at the same time I was pregnant. Yeah.